instead of a sermon as such, I want to guide our thoughts and take time to imagine the emotions that Jesus' followers would have felt over the last few weeks. From the hosannas of Palm Sunday through the alleluias of Easter Sunday, not forgetting all that went between and came after. The woman anointing him with oil at Bethany, turning of the tables in the temple with Jesus flying in the face of tradition, foot washing and a meal shared, betrayal, arrest, beatings and denials, and finally the excruciating and humiliating trial and criminal's death upon a cross. Last week we were in the garden with Mary. It's so like Jesus that the first witnesses to the resurrection were those whose word would not be taken at face value. They need not have been women, but anybody on the margins of society and religious practice at the time. That would have shown his new understanding of discipleship. Today's gospel reading, however, tells of a frightened group meeting in secret, afraid for their own lives. And we focus especially on the one who wasn't there. What of Thomas then? I wonder if his thoughts may have gone along these lines. It was a dark time. All we had hoped for lay beaten on that cross with him. How could they do that to anyone, let alone him? How could they destroy someone so loving, so caring, so inherently good? Yet it had happened. He died a humiliating public death, and most of us ran away in fear. Despite all our bravado only the day before, he finally took his last agonized breath with only a few close to him. And I felt awful, more terrible than I can ever describe. We were frightened, meeting in secret, hiding away for fear of discovery. I felt at the time like the bottom had dropped out of the world and that I would never forget the horror of it all. And it would have stayed like that, unquestionably, were it not for what came after. It was the women who saw the truth of it first. Last week they came babbling from the tomb, saying it was empty, saying he was alive. What nonsense, most of us thought. But a few ran off to see what the fuss was about and came back talking even less sense than the women, saying they'd seen angels, for goodness sake. And now this. They were all at it now. All those formerly level-headed men behaving so oddly, raving about seeing him, which was impossible given what was done to him, wasn't it? I wasn't going to listen. Maybe I could talk some sense into them. Seen Jesus, I tell you. I mean, we all wanted it to be true, to wake up and find it hadn't happened, to find things back as they were, all of us together with Jesus again. But it can't be. It must have been a ghost they saw. A wish brought to life, maybe. Or perhaps somebody pretending, trying to take his place. But then why would they, after all that had happened? I tried to reason with them, talked about the injuries. Had they thought to ask about those? Of course not. Then, the following week, we were all gathered at the house again, and it happened. But this time I was there. I saw it, and it really was him. He looked into my eyes. And you know the worst of it? He knew just what I'd been saying, knew about my doubts, my disbelief. And can you believe he showed me the wounds where the nails had held him to the cross? Even offered me the hole in his side where the spear had gone in. I was devastated. I fell to my knees before him. He forgave me, of course. I guess the only person I really let down was myself. I really had thought it was all over. Not just for him, but for me. But I was wrong. For it wasn't over. It was only just beginning. So still today, over 2,000 years later, people like us relive these events all over the world. Yes, let us remember pain and hurt, shame and sorrow, as felt by those first disciples. But let us also remember their enduring faith, the love and joy and strength that enabled them to begin the ministry, which is now the Christian Church. And if our emotions risk getting in the way of the joyful resurrection we celebrate, we should remember that we're in good company. If we doubt, we do so with Thomas. If we deny, we do so with Peter. If our faith falters, it does so with that of the disciples who couldn't initially believe the women's story that Christ was alive. And if we question, we do so with all his followers through time. So let's not dwell on the past or our imagined weaknesses. And let us look to the risen Christ, through whom all has been forgiven. When we stumble, he is at our elbow to steady us. When we stray, he comes with a lantern to guide us back to the path. And if feelings of guilt, shame, or regret risk to overpower us, we should remember that even Judas was called friend by Christ. Love has overcome. We are in Christ's hands. We also are Christ's hands on earth. And we are asked to live as witnesses to God's love in this world, to the best of our abilities. So let us shout for joy with Christ's disciples of all time and all places, as we remember that Christ is risen for our sake. Amen.